Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
the Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Straight Shooting LJA and welcome to another episode of the Straight Shooting View. Now, I'd like to talk about referees, but this will be positive because a couple of barriers have been broken down. Now, as of Thursday, December 14th, 2023, news came out that some history was to be made with Rebecca Welch set to become the first woman to referee a Premier League match when she takes charge of Fulham's clash against Burnley on December 23rd, 2023. Now, that's the first part. But she, as a 40-year-old, she's been officiating in the EFL for several seasons, becoming the first female referee to take charge of a full EFL game when she officiated Harrogate versus Port Vale back in 2021, which I actually mentioned in episode 56 of the Straight Shooting View at the time. And also, Rebecca Welch became the first woman to work as a fourth official at a Premier League match during Manchester United's win at Fulham in November of 2023. And Welch also was the first woman to take charge of an EFL and, of course, a said men's FA Cup match. So this is an opportunity that has been coming. And one she's been earned, she has earned, not been given. Now, also, Sam Allison will become the first black official to referee a Premier League game since 2008. That's 15 years since Uriah Rennie, when he takes charge of Sheffield United versus Luton on Boxing Day, December 26th, 2023. Now, Allison will make the step up to the Premier League after several seasons in the EFL, and he was actually promoted to the Championship at the start of the 2023-2024 season, the current season we're in. He is a former professional footballer, having played for Swindon Town, Bristol City, Bournemouth and Exeter before moving into non-league. So he's got experience of the game as a player. Under Howard Webb, the PGMOL, who I've been critical of, who are the body that oversee Premier League match officials, they have sought to increase diversity. And Howard Webb recently expressed his excitement at Welch and Allison's promotion, saying that he's excited to see the appointment of Rebecca Welch to her first Premier League referees appointment. And on Boxing Day, we'll see Sam Allison taking charge of his first game at the same level as well. And Webb went on to say that they are both part of the PGMOL's development group, which is basically an initiative tied into the Elite Referee Development Plan, which has been placed for a couple of years now to fast-track talented officials to the pathway. Probably the wrong verbiage in terms of fast-tracking, but yeah. But we've already seen three officials from that group take charge of their first Premier League games, and now we actually have number four and five, which is brilliant. It does show the value. It shows the value of the work happening in that space is really evident. Webb also said that we've not seen a female take charge of a Premier League game ever before, so it is significant. Then Sam being the first black official since Uriah Rennie, who was actually an ex-colleague of Howard Webb's, is down to the quality of his performances in recent weeks in the Football League and the Championship. So both appointments are well deserved. Webb also said, but of course it shows them as role models, which I'll get onto a bit later. It demonstrates that people can make it through the pathway. So they're both from groups that are not traditionally represented in the Premier League officiating cohort, and hopefully it might inspire other people to give it a go. Again, I'll go into that in a bit more depth a bit later. But for me, I am really glad to see this, as we have a massive shortage of referees already. And considering what we saw in Turkey recently, I'll be doing a straight shooting view on that. This is some positive news in general and massive news in regards to diversity and equality. And long may it continue. Although there will be many people who will, and probably already have, on comment sections on social media, who will talk about box ticking, etc. And we always see the true chauvinists like Joey Barton and his ilk, and racists as well, when these stories come out about someone non-male or non-white getting an opportunity. Which clearly shows to me that diversity is a threat to some people's small-minded view of the world, where the status quo is white men running everything, and they want it to stay that way because of their fragile egos, and because it benefits them, when diversity and representation actually benefits all, not just the few. Ironically, I've seen some say that if it was about equality and inclusion, that it would have just been done naturally without needing to let the world know. But they didn't. It's 100% about ticking boxes. To which I say that's actually untrue. Because it isn't the norm, it needs to be highlighted, as it shows others that it is important and is happening. Representation matters. It gives others an example to follow, an encouragement for those others who may not have any other role models to look into, to look up to in a field that they love. And also, when you haven't been represented in a long time, or in some cases never before, it's important that you make a big point when you finally are represented. And it's actually sad and frustrating to me that we still live in a world where, when news like this is put out, a lot of people's natural, instinctive, knee-jerk reaction is to instantly see it as a negative and see it as a threat and feel like something is being taken away from them, when it's actually not. It's giving someone else who is actually deserving a chance. And to those who say this is box ticking and fast tracking, I guess it's fine if people like you do it for decades and have the good old boy networks keep things homogenized at the top levels of the game. Actually, any level above being just a player. But it's not okay for certain others. And in this case, it's actually clearly not fast tracking, as both individuals are more than qualified and all they need is a level playing field in terms of opportunity. So the fast tracking here is, well, here's an opportunity that you may not have gotten otherwise. But you know what? I wouldn't expect those who aren't from marginalized communities or communities who have held down to understand this. But the least some can do is try to see the world from another point of view. As I said earlier, it's a case of fast tracking is probably the wrong verbiage to use, because automatically it's seen as a negative phrase. So I probably wouldn't, if I were Howard Webb, I probably wouldn't have used that verbiage. But I said, I think it's one of them ones. It's not fast tracking. It's giving people an opportunity that they may not otherwise have had. So I said, Uriah Rennie, 15 years. It's been 15 years since we've had a black referee in the Premier League. As a black man myself, that is disappointing. And I've spoken about this before with my co-host, Coach JBK and Nathan Arsenal. I've spoken about this with the G-Man before as well. And we're talking 3, 4, 5 years ago, at least, where we've spoken about it. We've spoken about it on old Pitch Talk live shows. And even as one of them was with Rebecca Welch. It's a case of we've never had a female official. And there will be some people who think, oh, well, it should only be men in the men's game, like a Joey Barton, for instance. And it's like, no, football's for everybody. And the men's game, yes, is the top level. But then you look at how many you look at how many black men are players, and then you look at the lack of diversity going up the ladder with referees, owners of clubs, club officials, and it's disappointing. So disappointing. Les Ferdinand is basically 1% of a 1% in terms of his role as director of football at QPR. So these kind of things need to be heralded. They need to be shouted from the hills whenever they come to pass. Whether it be Rebecca Welch as a woman officiating in the men's game, whether it be Sam Allison being the first black referee since Uriah Rennie to officiate a Premier League match. Of course, both of them need to be good, but they've proven, both Sam Allison and Rebecca Welch have already proven at other levels that they are good enough for this opportunity. That's why I kind of had the issue with the word fast tracking. Because fast tracking is Frank Lampard getting the Chelsea job. Let's call a spade here. Because he had barely any managerial experience at all, let alone at the top level with such a powder keg of a job. And I've openly said that about Frank Lampard before. So it is one of them ones where, yeah, there will always be naysayers. But you know what? I say congratulations to Sam Allison. Congratulations to Rebecca Welch. And I wish you two all the best. Because we are in an era now where there is so much pressure on referees. And as I said, we saw in Turkey recently what happened with a club director and the referee. Literally a physical assault. So it is one of them ones. A referee's role is under more scrutiny than ever. So you have to be good. Or at least you have to attempt to be good. So it is one of them ones. As I said, both of these appointments are deserved. And I welcome both of them. And to those naysayers, at least let somebody have... if somebody is going to fail, at least let them have the opportunity to do so. Don't tear them down before they've even had the opportunity. There we go. But you know what? I want to know what you think. www.pitch-talk.com is the official website. You can catch our podcast there. Learn a bit more about our co-hosts, including yours truly there as well. youtube.com/pitch-talk for all of our videos, including legacy content, such as our Pitch Talk Meet series, On The Road series, and more. Also, at Pitch Talk on Twitter. Tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. facebook.com/pitch-talk. Become a fan, become a friend, become a member of the group. Join the footballing revolution we are working so hard to create. At Pitch Talk on Instagram. We're on Reddit as well. You can catch vlog and podcast previews on Instagram. We put them up there. We also put them on TikTok as well. Pitch Talk on TikTok. Find us. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. So many places. Wherever you pick up your podcast, you can pick up the Pitch Talk podcasts, such as Coaching with JBK, The Straight Shooting View, and much more. You know what? I have been Straight Shooting LJA. And until next time, take care, everyone. And to those females, people of color, keep reaching for those stars. Not just as referees, but club officials too. Take care, peeps.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website.
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 Minutes with the G,
The Straight Shooting View,
Coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.